Well, good morning, good morning. This is Pen and Talk with host Diana Prince again. This is my second podcast episode of the day. I predict that I'm going to have a really busy day ahead of myself, and I really wanted to talk about this. I won't avoid the motivation and inspiration that I get when I want to cover a subject, and no matter what hour it is. So it's, goodness, not even 3 a.m. It is, we're heading into late September here and 2018 here in Las Vegas. And I've been making an effort every day to be back into the habit of doing my podcast. I actually scheduled it myself to do it this week, Monday through Friday, but I think I'm gonna have to do it on Saturday and Sunday, because if I miss a day, I might get off track. But that's the reason why I do it before I start my day, while it's still dark outside and before I get into actual business. So this is something that is kind of like an ongoing topic, and definitely a positive one, but there's so many aspects to it that may not be necessarily positive. I guess it depends on the individual, but I'm going to definitely, maybe I'm going to write a book. No, remember when people used to say that and it was like a big deal? Anyways, I'm going to write a book. I'm definitely going to do, I'm going to continue doing my blogs and continue to podcast about it. But I'm definitely going to be, you know, doing some sort of, service where you can pay for all of this information and you'll have it at your exposure at all times. And it's going to be something that's filled with all of the information that I've gained and knowledge by researching, by doing, and by, you know, studying other people. So that is how I'm going to start off this podcast. I think it is important when you get ready to enter, meaning you haven't, a field that you actually think you want to do. There's something about it that sparked your interest right when you're at that initial stage and that emotion takes over. You have to first research. I think that that is the most important thing in anything that we do in life, but definitely let's just break it down to the pinup industry. It's important. It's essential to research. It really is. I've seen people who had the ability to do so much, but they weren't researching. And the most intelligent people be totally clueless. I've seen people think they have it figured out, they've got it all figured out, and have absolutely no clue. And these are people who have in their mind decided that this is what they want to do, decided that this is what they want to be a part of. And this is when it's really important to have researched already, when they start to involve other people, people who are professionals, people who do research, have researched, will research you, will research whatever it is that you're going to be working on together. Research is just, can open up so many doors and bring so many opportunities. And at the same time, it can totally hinder you, because research is knowledge and knowledge is key. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. I mean, just as a quick example, how many times have we seen people, I'm not saying that both people didn't research, but how many times have I heard models say, oh, she's on the cover, you know, you're just as pretty, or I'm just as pretty. For somebody to say something so simplistic that really has utterly, like, no, there's nothing, there's no value, there's no quality to what they're saying. There's nothing in depth to go in about that. It's just an emotion. And it's like, if you'd researched, maybe you would know that it has a lot more to do with just than just how she looked and how you think she looked versus how you think you look. I mean, you know, researching is something that the other people who submitted, that photographer and that model, maybe they did more research. Maybe they specialize in pinup. And that was why their images looked better or appeared better or were more of the style that magazine was going for. Maybe they researched the magazine and you didn't. Excuse me. Maybe, you know, you're working with someone who's clueless about the style you're doing, or you're clueless. I mean, you know, all I'm saying is that, God, before I go down a million roads, research is key. So I want to talk about being a social media influencer. I think that no matter what you aspire to be, who you aspire to be, like what success, what level of success you want, you should always be doing the research. I honestly, when I say that pinup is for everyone, I mean it. But at the same time, it's just like any other business. It's like any other industry. It's like any other field within that industry and business. It's a business. You know, there's a word called professional. There's a definition and there's a reason. If everybody were professionals, it wouldn't be called professional. There wouldn't be a word aspiring. There wouldn't be a word called amateur. That's all I'm saying, is that, you know, it comes down to the research, to the knowledge, and for people to, you know, to enter something and find out that it's not for them. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, how many people that became successful at something tried a million other things first? I mean, look at how many, when we were kids, I'll try that instrument. Next week you want to do cheerleading. Next week you want to not do cheerleading. I mean, that, you know, the dedication and the drive, the self-motivation, the commitment level, being organized, all the things that I talk about on every single podcast, all of that stuff has to be there because you are in a professional industry. This is not a Mickey Mouse time. Let's see who's doing this over in that country. No, this is a real business, a real industry. Modeling, photography, pinup modeling, pinup photography is a real industry. That's why people invest, and that's why there's people making money. That's why there's professionals, and that's why there's non-professionals. That's why there's the word non, because if you were a professional, that wouldn't be before that, would it? So just really, really think about that. When I get ready to do anything that I have not researched, that I've not done before, the first thing I'm going to do is research. I rarely, rarely am going to reach out to someone to be involved in something they're doing or to incorporate them into something I'm doing if I have not done any research or just, oh, I think I know what I'm doing. I think I know what pinup is about. Research is key. Knowledge is key. It's not about, you know, anything other than that. It, across the board, knowledge is key. Research is key. Before you started the career you're in, your job, I'm sure you researched it. I'm sure you had to do some sort of training. You had to gain experience. A lot of career fields, you don't just make money. You have to actually be qualified. You have to have certifications. You have to have the education. Then you make the money. But during that whole time, you might even have had to spend money to invest on your certificate or your degree. I mean, really think about that. I'm just kind of over. It's again early in the morning. I've got these fans on. I'm just kind of over people making it seem like this isn't a real business. This isn't a real industry. I mean, if you're going to go to college for something, you're going to spend time, money, effort, and you're not making any money to go. Nobody's paying that to get the education you need to be qualified. And a lot of times gaining experience you don't get paid, you know? I mean, so, and this is in every field. This is in the fashion industry. This is in every part of modeling and entertainment, period, and photography. It's just across the board. That's why there's people who are interns, apprentice, et cetera, et cetera. research. So why wouldn't you research anything and everything? Why would you say you want to be like someone, or I want to be a quote unquote whatever? And then, you know, a lot of people find out, oh no, you know, this is actually work. Wait a minute. I'm not just going to be paid right away because I'm beautiful. I'm not just going to gain success only because I'm paying professionals to do my hair, to take my pictures. I have to actually, if I want a career, I have to gain skill. I have to gain knowledge. I have to gain experience. These are things nobody can, you can't pay for someone to actually hand you those things. Put it this way, you cannot pay for someone to do those things. You have to gain experience by doing, even if everything is set up because you've paid for it. You know, you still, the only way you can gain skill is by you gaining skill. It's just like confidence and being comfortable. I can't do that for someone. I honestly can't. I can tell you you're beautiful 1,000 times. I can show you images that where I think you look fabulous. You can be published. If that does not give you the confidence and it's still showing that you're lacking in that area, there's absolutely no amount of money that's going to change that. You can pay, you can work with, whatever. If you're enjoying working with me and it's still got to come within. If you continue to work with me, obviously, you know, you're benefiting and you enjoy it, but there's just certain things people cannot do for you. And research, I feel like, is one of them, because if you leave the research up to someone else, you're still going to have to do your part when you're doing a photo shoot or you're working on a production or a project. It's kind of like when an actor has to know the lines of the other actor in the scene. You know, they have to know what that person's going to say, so they know when to say it, and then they know when to come back in. They know when someone else is going to come in. It's kind of like that kind of thing, you know, like you don't just show up leaving it up to the director to know the lines or the script writer or the other actors. I mean, your skill level has to be there. Your memorization skills have to be there. Being organized, showing up on time has nothing to do directly with the play or the script, but it has everything to do with being in the industry and being a professional. And I think that people just really look at certain people and certain positions and they think that it's so easy and that anybody can do it. And the whole thing is that, yeah, you know, really anyone, but it doesn't mean everyone, you know, that's what I'm saying. It really comes down to that. I just think that the pinup industry and now being a social media influencer, which is a really popular career, I just think that they're not looked at as real careers. They're not looked at as real industries. And that's absurd to me. That's impossible. How can you, when people are making money every day doing these things, you may not be making money, you know, the people you're working with, maybe they're not making money, but there are people that are making hand over fist, that are making a monthly income, and they are directly involved in the pinup industry. Now, I want to say this, and then I'm going to continue with today's topic. I went over this before about how all of the starlets and the vintage models and icons and figures and actresses that we love, we adore, that most of the world knows, that we recreate, that we're channeling, the styles that we're copying. These were women that, aside from, you know, like street scenes and, you know, pictures of, you know, JCPenney's catalog clothing, but, you know, on the other end, the starlets, the icons that everybody loves and, you know, who are really dedicated and into pinup and vintage. These people were not just pinup models. I mean, some of them weren't at all, like, quote unquote, pinup models. They weren't a quote unquote model. These were educated actresses with talent. These were women that became public figures And every single thing that they wore and did and said was listened to and copied and also judged and just adored. You know, Audrey Hepburn, Sophia Loren, Marilyn Monroe. These were women that, maybe not all of them, but the majority of them were educated. I mean, they had education, training. They had experience. Oh my God, so much experience before they became famous. And then, you know, eventually became a fashion icon or an icon with then vintage and pinup. You know how much work that takes? You know, to go on the set every single day. It's like somebody who produces an album, a major star that has major talent. They're not just showing up singing a couple of chords, vocal cords. You know, you use their vocal cords real quick and going home and getting paid. It's so much work. There's so much dedication. And with a lot of people, there was education involved. These are educated people. They spent time and money going to school, training to be in the position where they could even land a role, get their first record deal, whatever. And so that's how I look at things, you know, research. That's, I'm going back to full circle, because everyone I know that is making money on social media, in the fashion industry and in the pinup industry, these are people that worked really hard already. And at this point, making money, they're still not just showing up somewhere and everything is done for them. Pinup has not reached that level. There are people in other aspects of the industry with big money, because that's what it costs, for producers and production companies to have, that have a marketing budget, that can hire a crew, that can do hire actors, that can hire models. Yes, people do the pinup and the vintage. Everybody, I mean, Rihanna's done it. Beyonce's done it. Nicki Minaj has done it. I mean, everybody has had the whole pinup look, you know, the vintage look at some point in their career, because it's hot. It is definitely hot. Did I just say that on the radio? No, but, yeah, I mean, it's hot. It's something that everyone knows is classic, and it can go from old Hollywood, to, you know, a music video or something, all the way down to, you know, modern day pinup looking. But we know that's obviously, it's a pinup look. So, I mean, it, you know, there's so many aspects of the business that pinup, anyway, I'll go back to that. But, yeah, we're not just showing, you're not just showing up and, you know, maybe if you're a huge recording artist, you're a major star and you're doing a pinup shoot, fine. But the bottom line is, how do you think they even got there? You know, how do you think they got to that point? It wasn't just, you don't just show up. I mean, in general, I think that people knock models, even professional models, they quote unquote knock them. And this has been going on since the dawn of time. It's like, oh, well, how much, you know, it doesn't really take that many brains. Well, yes, it does. There are plenty of people with brains. Anybody that would say that. But people who are educated, people who are trained, people who are naturally talented in their field. There's people who have to work so hard to be at a professional level as far as skill. And they still have to do everything that people where the skill comes naturally does. Everyone still has to work hard. It's a real business. It's a real industry. So I say research everyone, because it's impossible to not find some sort of story behind someone's success. If you feel confident enough and comfortable enough, approach them, ask them, contact them. Can you help me? I was wondering, how do you do this? How did you do this? You know, I become a columnist and interview everybody. No. But seriously, you don't have to be a writer to do something like that. You can come to somebody genuinely and, you know, kindly and respectfully and say, I really love your professional opinion on how to do this, or how did you start doing this? And then there's just so many books, there's so many videos. There's so many things that people are doing, and a lot of them are free. Some of them aren't, and they're showing you, they're teaching you. This is one of a platform right here as we speak, Poetry in Motion. And I'm looking at it like research, no matter what. No matter what today's topic was, yesterday, the one before, tomorrow, it all starts with research. That's one of the key ingredients in my recipe for success. And all of you who've been listening to my podcast know what those ingredients are. Number one on the list is research. So let's go forward with my subject on being a social media influencer. I'm going to continue, like I said about 20 minutes ago, to do podcast episodes on this. I'm going to continue doing my blogs. And I really doubt I'm going to have any articles published on this. I thought about it the other day, but then that was it. So if I think about something rarely or once, I'm usually just like, I'm not going to do it. But most likely, I'm going to have a platform or somewhere, and it's going to be really inexpensive because, I don't know, I'm hoping, and you know, this is something that I'm going to be able to sell, all of this information for till I'm old and gray, and because I'm sure the internet's going to be relevant then. And it's also valuable information, and I think a lot of people will want to pay for this. So I'm going to make it really cheap because, hey, you know, it's just all of my knowledge once again, and it comes from research. So research everything and anything. If you want to be a social media influencer, research what they do. First of all, the first thing I want to say is, I think for pinup models, they are not used to, it depends on who you are, they're not used to being turned down for things, and or it is just terribly easy to get published in a pinup magazine. And that has pretty much absolutely nothing, unless that's what helped you build your fan base, which I'm sure it has, and that is when it becomes relevant. But it almost has nothing to do with approaching a company about being a social media influencer. I went through this on my show the other day. I don't think people realize you have to have huge numbers, lots of interaction. You have to be posting. You have to be producing. There's a lot of work involved. That's what I'm saying. It's a career. I'll go on record saying social media influencing is a career. It's a real career. Marketing has been around since before TV. Marketing will never not be around. I mean, on the level of Nike, on the level of me. you know, promotion and marketing is always going to be there. Advertising companies, marketing companies, real firms, real companies. And then there's companies that have expanded their business by hiring social media people who went to school for marketing and know about social media, and they've hired them and added that as a service. And then there's other companies that are just a social media marketing company. So again, you cannot tell me that there isn't money in it. Well, obviously in social media, but people in pinup and people in fashion obviously need marketing and advertising. So it all comes together, and the money is there. The money is being spent and the money is being made. And it's like, you know, how do you get a piece of the pie? Well, you know, really, you have to already be established. I've said this so many times. And if you research people, I think that you'll find that. It's not going to be with everyone. Nothing's with everyone. When I talk about magazines, I'm not talking about every magazine. When I talk about photographers, I'm not talking about every photographer. But I'm saying in general, I think a lot of pinup models are used to paying to get their pictures taken, to be photographed, or they're doing trade, but they're investing in a stylist or they're investing in styling tools. They bought brand new wardrobe. And, you know, they're investing the money, they get the quality that they want, they submit, and then they get published. And that's a goal. And they're excited and they're happy. And that's something that is successful. You set a goal, you achieve it, it equals success. And it doesn't matter who invests, somebody has to invest, because styling and stylists cost money, clothes, clothing costs, you know, wardrobe for photo shoots costs money. Studios, locations, equipment, props, et cetera, et cetera. It all costs money. Who pays? You know, we could sit and talk about that all day, why people are this or that. But even someone's time, the time of a professional, is worth money. And because of their knowledge, right? Because of their expertise and their experience. So when you're entering a new field, my suggestion is to research everything as much as possible. Because, you know, you, if you're a pinup model, to be, you know, specific here, if you're a pinup model and you're used to having success within pinup, unless your numbers are huge, I don't think that it's realistic to just automatically think that you're not going to be turned down, to think that every company you approach is going to say yes. It's funny because I think of Michael Jordan. One of the quotes that I read, he said something like he, you know, went up for so many baskets or three-pointers, or, you know, I hate to misquote people, so I'm definitely not quoting him, but it was something like, you know, out of the hundreds or the thousands that he went up for and, you know, he missed, he made all of these other baskets. So I think that that's what it really comes down to. That would be the best, you know, example of emotion that you have to go through, and the dedication has to be involved, because, you know, there's some people that try something and then they quit. There's some people that try something for, you know, five times and they quit. There's some people that, and I don't mean quit because they have to. I mean, you know, because of other reasons, unforeseen, and it's really out of their control. I mean, they just don't continue to do something anymore. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. Plenty of people walk away from something enlightened and it was fun and that was it, you know. But for people who thought that they wanted to do something, and then once they started to finally realize how hard it is and how much, because dedication is hard to a lot of people. To me, dedication is not hard. I would definitely say that. I kind of looked up in the air when I said that, but yeah, I would say that for me, dedication is not hard, because my dedication comes from drive and I'm driven all the time. So I, you know, I don't know what that's like, but I've worked with people like that, and, you know, my whole thing is it takes drive, it takes motivation, and it takes money. You know, I look at social media influencers that are within fashion, that have nothing to do with pinup, nothing to do with vintage. Everything that they're doing is modern. And, okay, let's talk about the ones that are not actors and haven't built their social media fan base by being in part of movies and TV, are not fashion models, as far as like what the general, you know, person, the general public, the average person thinks of a runway model or somebody who has an agent and modeling and, you know, tall, thin, or a glamour model that's posing in Vogue. No, we're not talking about that. I'm talking specific, because, you know, I'd like to cover all aspects here. There are people who actually don't have experience. They're not acting as an actor. They're not a recording artist that's already established, or a rap artist coming up. They're not, you could actually say who knows what most of them do. I follow a couple of people that are social media influencers. I say maybe like three of them I can think of. They are into fitness. They are fitness people. I would venture to say, I know one of them does have a studio where this is where they teach and this is what they do. And they just happen to be really into fashion as well. And so there you go. And it's a beautiful person, really fit body. Not a fashion model, not an actor, not a singer, but they're a social media influencer. And I'm assuming they're working with one or more companies from what I've seen. But they're, and then I've seen a couple of others, they're into fitness. Fitness is what they do. Just like there's social media influencers that are traveling influencers. So they travel and they show you all these different places, and that's how they make their money. They're most likely working with you know, travel agencies and, you know, places, hotels. It could be in so many things. But so that's what you're going to see. So with the fitness people, that's what they're doing. And you'll see them sponsored ads where they're talking about a fitness shake or, you know, something like, I know one girl, she's a fitness model. So she models fitness clothing and like a health shake. And she does a hair products sponsorship for a brand because she's got beautiful hair. So there you go. She's got 400,000. I know this other model, and this is a model. She actually models for different companies, has an agent. I don't know what her home situation is. You don't know what anybody, it looks like they're doing well from the pictures, you know, it looks like they're doing well. Who knows what her spouse does, but, for a living, but she has like, 4 million followers. So, you know, you just never know what somebody's doing. I guarantee you, no matter what, there's money involved, period. And that's what I want to get to after I say this. So then there's other models that don't appear. And I say model because they are modeling. They're making money doing this and they're modeling clothes. I guess, you know, you are what you eat, right? So if you're doing it, that makes you that. But I can think of one. I constantly love to look at her pictures. And basically, she's using the same backdrop in almost like 80% of her pictures, except for when she does to go places and go out, which she does. She does do that and travels and things like that on occasion. So you get these different locations and stuff. But for the most part, almost every day, I don't know where she's going. Again, you can reach out to these people. Or figure it out. I don't know where she's going, what she's doing. I really doubt as far as the clothes she's modeling, and she's not going out in those. That's why a lot, because she models a lot of lingerie. That's why those things would be modeled indoors. But I don't think with the way that her hair and makeup and everything is that she's working in an office. Now, this is just me saying like a general type of business or a bank or something. The way she dresses when she's out and goes, when she's taking the pictures, I wouldn't see that. But who knows? You know, she could be taking off all that makeup and putting her hair up and, you know, putting on scrubs, and she could be a nurse and making good money being a nurse. And she just doesn't talk about it on that page. I mean, you know, you never know what someone's doing. I always say, I guarantee you that they're doing something, but there are people who I think have somewhere along the way have become, you know, models by being on Instagram. It's funny. By social media models. I really do, because there's advertisers that want these models. And that's the reason why it's a real career. It's a real business. And even though I laugh, the reason why I laugh is because I know that people are educated. They went to school. They've done all of these other things. I know people are, you know, possibly working and doing all these things. And then, of course, there's people who, they have a rich spouse. Believe me, they're still working. Everybody has their part. You can't, you know, throwing glass stones, it's not a good idea because you don't know what's going on. But okay, say somebody who's single, they have no kids, they're married to somebody rich. Okay, well, they decided they're going to start making money off of all the clothes they're buying and places that they're traveling. What is wrong with that? I mean, really, I'm going to get into that on another podcast episode, because I read stuff whenever somebody who is a social media influencer or a fashion influencer, travel influencer, places a sponsored ad. I always read the comments, because I know that's why when I do it, I'm going to turn the comments off or not allow them. I don't know. I guess I would allow them, but there's no way that I want to read that. It's like, these aren't your fans. These are people who are going to be condescending and judgmental when they have no clue what's going on. They've never done it ever. And that's what you want. You want people who have no clue and never done it ever, because those are the people that will pay to learn. But that's just like in anything, any college, any school, institute, etc. So, you know, but do you really want to hear that? I don't know. You know, do you really? Because it just sparked me, and I'll never forget it. Somebody saying, well, their husbands are all rich anyway. How do you know this? And what's wrong with that? I'm just trying to understand. Are you personally involved? Is it bothering you? Is this your sister? You know, is this your like best friend? And you know the details of their relationship and it happens to be a bad one. People are involved in bad relationships and great relationships on every single level. How many times have I seen people with like 10 kids and they're, I wouldn't say they're struggling, but you know, they have to make ends meet. They have to make the money. They have to get up every day. And you ask somebody, why would you want to do that? Why would you, you know, and they're as happy as they can be. And I've seen people totally single. They do not have a boyfriend or girlfriend. They do not have a spouse. And they are completely happy living alone, being single, no matter what that is. And even for those people, that means something different. There's a group of people that are happy being single and they're still all different and still have different lives and different reasons for being happy about it. And then there are people who are, you know, will be in a relationship with someone and for 10 years and never marry them. There's people who will get married to somebody after a week. No, I mean, you know, I just think that it is crazy to judge someone and to, because you don't know what's going on, even if you think you do. So for anyone who is smart enough, or hey, if you're just into fashion that much and you happen to have married well, quote unquote, and you're able to shop, you're able to travel. So you started buying cameras and lighting and getting into being a fashion influencer and social media influencer, and you're actually making money now. What's wrong with that? I mean, okay, so the rich keep getting richer. What, I just don't, you know, are we really looking at it like that when it comes down to somebody who has a rich boyfriend or a rich husband and they decided to take their clothes and resell them and make money from them because they only wear them once? I mean, what is so wrong with that? I don't understand how that's like a big world problem, you know, or even yours, or even an individual problem for anyone, because I don't understand why that would be wrong. I mean, it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Oh, she's beautiful. She got all that, those clothes, and look at her closet, and she can go do whatever she wants, and she can shop every day. And okay, well, first of all, what's wrong with that? I mean, do you know what else that person is doing, or what else they did? What else they've done? And no, you don't. And so I just don't think it's good to judge people. And I think anybody who takes the initiative to start making money off of something that they love, if you love shopping, and it doesn't matter who funds it, you know, it's just like an artist who struggles in a way, you know, like a singer. Struggle, struggle, struggle. You have to invest so much. You have to work. You're hustling just to make ends meet, but you still got that dedication, and then somebody believes in you and they put up the money, or they offer you a contract. Well, it's, to me, you know, I'm sure there are people out there that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth and just had it easy their whole life. And now to us, which doesn't mean that everything's perfect behind closed doors, I guarantee you, but you know, never had to quote unquote struggle. And, you know, now they're making money. Okay, I'm sure that there's those. Just like in every field, every industry, every business, there's always going to be different people that are involved and have different backgrounds. You know, there's people who came from nothing and are multimillionaires, you know, and were eating out of garbage cans and, you know, end up on the catwalk in New York. All I'm saying is that it takes the research, and to research people to be realistic, like, okay, you know, am I in the position to do that? That's why I talk about tools of the trade, and I went over that at the end of yesterday's podcast. I talked about, you know, needing a camera, a good camera, knowing how to take a clear shot, buying an inexpensive tripod. Because you may not always have somebody with you, or if you have somebody with you, can they hold the camera steady? Can they take a clear shot of you? Are they going to be willing to do that? Are you going places with that person? Are you going places in general where you're going to be wearing that type of clothing? Are you going to purposely go to those type of places, or are you going to purposely make an effort on a daily basis almost to take pictures and things and go places and things? You know, being a social media influencer also has a lot to do with being a public figure, which still has to do with being around people. You know, I model for Atomic Jane, and every time I've went somewhere, knock on wood in the air, every single time I've went somewhere, somebody has given me a compliment on my dress, specifically about my outfit. And, you know, so you're out there, you're promoting, even though, you know, right then and there, you're not being paid to promote. And that's what I think that's where a lot of people end up quitting, because it's like, wow, I got to invest money to do this. I got to keep investing until I get to this point. Yes, you do. Because to me, like I said, becoming a social media influencer, like a general, the way we think of most, you know, fashion models, Instagram models that are social media influencers, it's about those numbers. It takes a while and money to get to that huge amount of followers. And that's when you start getting your own code, discount code with the companies. That's when companies start sending you stuff for free. The bigger your numbers are, then that's when they're going to start offering you money or a percentage. That's just the way that it works. I was just listening to Cat Williams on the radio show, I guess in Atlanta the other day. I mean, he makes sure he stays in the headlines. But anyway, you know, controversy, it sells. But he's such an intelligent person. And, you know, no matter what I or anyone else thinks about everything else that we think we know about him, or the things that he says, because that's all we know, or does when he's in public, he's a very intelligent person. But anyway, he said something about the whole Netflix deal and the comedian that, you know, was just Monique, that was upset that they offered her less or da da da. I think a lot of people would just be happy with being offered something or even be considered. But she's where she's at in her career. She's paid her dues. She's been in, you know, a couple of motion pictures, which is huge for a comedian anyway. But she's a real comedian. She's not just an actor who does comedic roles. She's very talented. She's very smart. And she is known within, I would say, the comedic circuit in general, but definitely within Black America. You know, we know her because she's in the movies and she does the stand-up. And she's on one of my favorite TV shows. She was the star of it. So, hello, yeah, she's a major person. You have to understand, when people, these companies are offering you things, what you did 15 years ago, if you were the biggest hit then, it may obviously have some influence on now. But it doesn't mean that you're currently hot, you're currently relevant, you're currently, you know, the biggest thing, when there are other people, you have to understand, that are. And there's a limited amount of money. So it's like, who are we going to choose? How much do we pay this person? How much do we pay that person? Et cetera, et cetera. It's not the same as making an hourly wage, going to a job and making a certain amount. Because it doesn't matter what your gender is or what your race is. Everything has to do with numbers when it comes to these big companies. When we're talking specifically about being a social media influencer or being, you know, a comedian and the whole Netflix thing. He was saying that, and he broke it down, I believe he said, and I'm not quoting him, but he said that, you know, Netflix bases who they offer deals and how much they offer you. They base it upon even offering you your own Netflix special, no matter what they're planning on paying you. They base that upon your past year as a comedian, your past sales on the road. And I believe he did specifically say that. I don't think he said in movies, but I'm sure if you've had like the biggest movie box office hit and you're the number one star, I'm sure that might, I don't know. But the way he said it, because I specifically remember this and I want to listen to it again. He said that they base it upon how much you made as a comedian the past year on the road. as a comedian, selling shows, booking shows. And I guess what that means is that's the public. They know directly from the public. See, these are marketing, it's marketing involved. Marketing professionals are involved in these companies. They may not be making the decisions, but they're providing the data and they're telling people what's going on in the world, what's popular. And they're basing it on ticket sales of comedians when they go on the road. And he said something like Monique had 300,000 sales, whereas he sold over 2.5 million. And that's the reason why Netflix offered him a special or another special, whatever. And that's the reason why they paid him what they paid him. He said, you can't take it personally. And I mean, this is, I mean, think about this. This is Cat Williams. You know, you don't really think he's going to break it down and don't take it personally because he's always so much into people's face and people are always attacking him. But he said it so calmly, like, don't take it personally. I mean, it has nothing to do with them thinking you're funny or not, or the funniest person or the best looking or, you know, and what I would like to throw into it, it obviously has nothing to do with her having her hit show, her own TV show, what, 15 years ago? So what he said rings true to me. You can't take it personally, and it's something that you have to continue to go at over and over again. And with social media, with companies that are in search of social media influencers, they either hire their models and social media influencers through agencies, or they either will only accept you if you are in the hundreds of thousands of followers. When I see people, specifically pinup models that I follow, that have like 300,000, 400,000 followers, and I'm like, you're not making any money off of social media influencing, like directly sponsoring a brand. The only thing I can think of is that they really just don't know that they can be making money, or they do know and they don't have the time. Because like I said, most of them are professional hairstylists, they're professional designers, they're, you know, married with children, whatever. People have responsibilities in lives, and to take on something else that's a new career is a major responsibility. And that's another thing that I think people get blindsided with. I mean, being a social media influencer is a real career, especially when it comes down to fashion. Like I said, if you are acting and doing all these things and then you're promoting a company, it's additional work. But the acting and the singing, the performing, that is how you built your fan base. That is the reason why companies want you to represent them, because of that fan base. But there are people who build and have built their fan base just on social media. They're not acting in movies or plays. They're not singing. They're not a recording artist. You know, they're not, you know, a fitness person with their own fitness video and their own fitness studio, et cetera, et cetera. These are people that are modeling. We don't know anything else. And we just know that they have high social media numbers. They have lots of interaction. They're always posting. They're always producing. And that's what it comes down to, because for a lot of companies, when you want to be a model for Fashion Nova or whatever and actually be making money, you have to be producing for them. You have to be producing images, producing content often, not waiting a month or 2 months for images from a photographer. Not, obviously, you're not going to be paying a photographer. So these are things that you have to be resourceful. You have to be knowledgeable about. You have to have researched and be prepared. You have to be qualified to do it. You can't just wake up and everything is done for you. I think that it is an extremely, it's an extreme amount of work to be a fashion influencer and a social media influencer, because you're not just modeling clothing. You're not just, you know, showing up with your hair and makeup done. You're not just showing up and getting your hair and makeup done. There's so much involved. You become director, you become co-producer, you become the person who's setting up the lights, you know, or, you know, even if it's just taking a really, really, really great self-portrait or selfies for a company, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time and dedication. So I think that everybody out there should research first before they even think about it, because no matter what you've done and what you look like, a lot of companies, bigger companies, whatever, will not hire you and they will not ask you to represent their company unless you are in the hundreds of thousands of followers. So however you get there is however you got there. Thank you for listening to Penham Talk. This has been host Diana Prince. Ciao.